Right, to the EV chargers. Here's a question. If you don't own an EV, should you pay to help install thousands of EV chargers up and down this country for people who do own an EV? I'm asking this question because Nationals promised to install 10,000 chargers by 2030. There's now a debate about who should pay. Simon McKenzie is the CEO at Vector. Hey, Simon.
Hi, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Who do you reckon should pay?
Look, I think it's one of the things that we do believe that, first and foremost, if it's commercial operators that are looking to put in, you know, charging infrastructure for their own business models, then they should pay for the costs of those. And, you know, that's one of the things that we went out to survey our customers about, because there's a lot of talk from different commercial operators around wanting to install these EV chargers. And, you know, it's very clear from our customers that they think that they should fund it, and it's essentially not be socialised across all the network charges. You know, when you think about affordability and who causes the costs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these guys are making a profit off charging, right? So they're going to make a buck off this, therefore they should presumably pay for it, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's obviously what the intention is. They're not kind of doing it for social, you know, welfare or anything like that. It's really about a business model. And some, you know, I'm not saying all of them, but there are some that are kind of, you know, thinking that there should be some degree of kind of, for want of a better word, in our opinion, subsidies. But you know, it's very clear from customers, you know, against the backdrop of, like we say, there's a lot of other people that do connections across our network and they pay. We do around 15,000 connections. So that's where, you know, like it could be a new business or a residential customer and they need, you know, a cable connected to their premise from our network, then they pay for that. And so we just think that's just a principle that really holds that shouldn't be subsidised.
Now, I didn't realise it was a subsidy debate because I read the original opinion piece or the article about Jolt EV. This is the charging company who was calling on the lines companies to pay for it. I thought that their argument was simply because getting access to the grid is hard for them but easy for you. Is that not what it's about?
Oh, I think there's a few issues there, but there have been some talking about they don't like the fact that there's different costs and having to pay these what are called connection charges. Mm. And, you know, the reality is it differs greatly where you want to connect. It can be, you know, whether you're in a highly populated area, it could be whether you have to run a cable a long distance down a road and trench through rocks, or whether it's right next to a substation. Not dissimilar to what the costs in Auckland are very different to other parts of the country. So, you know, I think it's kind of simplistic to say there should be a one-size-fits-all and the cost should all be, you know, clear. I think there's absolutely ways in which we can all ensure that the processes are all lined up. But we've also got to recognise that there's a whole lot of other people seeking connections and we don't need queue jumping. And we also are very mindful about making sure that's equitable for everyone that's connecting to the network.
How much does it cost, by the way?
Like I say, Heather, it's very dependent on multitude of factors. One is the size of the charging infrastructure, where it's going to be located, how far it is from the transformer in our network. So, you know,
but are we talking, significantly. Tens, hundreds, thousands, millions?
Oh, that could easily be, you know, at one level, it could easily be well over 100,000.
Whoa, that's a lot of money. Simon, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Simon McKenzie, the CEO of Vector.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.